Hi, and welcome to the College Financial Lady podcast. I'm Anne Garcia, a fee-only financial advisor and author of the College Financial Lady blog. Today, I'm talking with three current college students about their experiences on campus this fall during the COVID pandemic. Andres Ortega is a sophomore at Gonzaga University. Sam Margulis is a senior at the University of Chicago, and in addition to being a student, she's a resident assistant, so she has experiences both being a student and supporting other students in this time. And finally, Connor Barnett is a freshman at the University of Michigan. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start with Andres. Hi, and welcome to the College Financial Lady podcast. My name is Anne Garcia, and I'm a financial advisor and write a blog called The College Financial Lady, where we talk about how to pay for college. And now I have this podcast where I talk to people about other aspects of the college experience that that might be relevant in looking at it. Today, I'm talking with a few current college students about their experience on campus this fall during the pandemic. And my first guest is Andres Ortega, who is a sophomore at Gonzaga in Washington. Andres, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. Can you tell me a little bit about how Gonzaga has addressed the pandemic on campus? You know, have they changed housing arrangements? Are they testing, you know, online classes? Kind of how's all that happening?
Yeah, so first of all, classes got kind of split up into three sections, fully on Zoom. So I've got five classes this semester. I've got three that are fully on Zoom, one that's hybrid. Half the class is on Zoom one day and half the class is in person. And then I've got a drawing class that is fully in person, where we're all 6 feet apart. So that's kind of how classes are laid out. And then they tested everyone. There's no mandatory testing. I don't think there are lots of mandatory, like, require people to get tested. But mm-hmm. they highly recommended that people took the test when they got there. So they actually provided a free test for everyone once you got there. There's walk-in testing that you can have whenever. And there's also random testing. So I got selected for random testing three times over the course of the semester. I know a few people got selected more times, a few people that got selected less times. It's just kind of random. I think they try to test about 10% of the student population every week. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of contact tracing with our Zach cards. We have to swipe into every building that we go to, so we're positive that they can kind of find who's been exposed.
Yeah. Well, that all seems helpful. Does that give you a good, you know, good sense of security? And
yeah, yeah. I think I actually really like the weekly testing. I think it's a really good way to keep track of how many cases are on campus and everything.
Yeah. So are you living on campus or off campus?
So technically I'm living on campus, but it's not like a dorm. It's on campus apartments.
Okay.
So yeah, I really only come into contact on a daily basis with my roommates.
Yeah. Now, do you know, did Gonzaga do anything different with housing for dorms, like single rooms or?
Yeah, they did. So it depends on the size of the room. For example, last year I lived in literally the smallest like dorm on campus, like room size, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was me and one roommate, and it was super, super, super cramped. And I talked to somebody who's living where I lived last year, and those rooms are now singles. So, yeah, basically they said that if the room is too small, they're only putting one person per room. And yeah, as far as I'm concerned for a living, that's the only change they made. Obviously, they also said that you can't go into other dorms. You can only go into your own dorm, but that's not that heavily enforced, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. Yeah. So early in the semester, you got quarantined.
I did.
Right. So tell me about that. How did it come about? And what was the experience like? And
it was actually a pretty crazy situation. So I'm just going to kind of give you the timeline of the day. At like noon, some background. The day before for dinner, I'd gone to dinner with my girlfriend, one of my best friends, and then my girlfriend's best friend. We just went to dinner. We got a pita pit, and we were just outside, like pretty much 6 feet apart, wearing masks except for when we were eating. We ate at a table outside. So at noon, my girlfriend's best friend, she tells me, "Oh, I have a fever, and I'm getting tested." And I'm like, "Okay, that's kind of concerning, but like, it's not the end of the world." I was like, "Do you think they're gonna put us into quarantine or anything?" She's like, "No, you should be fine." And
Famous
then,
last words.
yeah, at 2 p.m., I get a call from Gonzaga, and they basically tell me, "We're coming to pick you up in an hour and pack up for potentially 2 weeks." I'm just like, "What?" Like, they give me 1 hour to like get all of my get everything ready, and they move me into another dorm on campus. So it's like the, I guess it's the COVID dorm, and I was put into a room that was almost like a jail cell. There was like one window, and I really wasn't about to allowed to leave. They gave me meals, which were really bad every day. And I pretty much I brought a big TV, I brought my Xbox, and I just like watched movies, did homework, and played Xbox for 4 days basically, until she thankfully tested negative. I think she got food poisoning actually, and they let me out. But they actually, it was, I think it was one of the weekends where it was a 3 day weekend, and they put me in Thursday. I got the Friday off. They put me in Thursday afternoon. Right when my classes ended. And the one silver lining to this, I really don't like my drawing class in person. I don't like it at all. And I was like, "Oh, okay, well, at least on Tuesday, I don't have to go to that." And Monday afternoon, they let me out. So I just,
So,
the whole weekend got ruined, and I still got to go to drawing in person.
yeah. Well, I guess after being quarantined for 4 days, maybe
No, I
going to
was,
drawing in person wasn't the worst thing.
I was, I was thankful because I would have, I know some people who got put into there for 2 weeks, and it sounds brutal. It's like a psychological
Yeah.
experiment to get put in a room by yourself, like not see anyone for days. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's tough. So did you ever, when back in the summer, when you were making plans for this year, did you ever consider not going back to campus for this term?
Yeah, I did. I mean, my plan was always to go back to campus because I'd been at home from like early March
March.
to like August, and I was once I got once you get a taste of college,
Right.
you don't want to stay here any longer than you have to. And especially my dad really, I was working at my parents' business, and he was like, "Why don't you just stay here and like make money?" And I the our plan was, if every single class I get is in person, is over Zoom only, then I'll stay. But I got saved by my hybrid class and my in-person drawing class.
So
They let me
drawing's not
go.
all bad.
Yeah, it kind of saved me there.
Right. So you're back now for the holidays, and then you're planning to go back to school in January.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Sorry, you're planning to go back to school in
Yes,
January.
yes. As of right now, that's the plan.
Yeah. So what's it going to be like at Gonzaga when you can't go to basketball games?
It's rough. This year we have like probably the best team Gonzaga's ever had, and actually a big part of Gonzaga is the basketball games. That's the one thing everyone has in common. Everyone loves the basketball games, and I just have to watch in my apartment. I don't get to go.
Yeah, and on those short, dark winter days,
Yeah,
having
it gets dark
basketball to
in
look
Spokane.
forward
It gets dark earlier than
to.
here. By 4:30, it's already starting to get dark.
Oh, wow. So is there, anything else from your pandemic experience that people should know about, or that you, any good stories you have to tell?
Well, I actually got put into quarantine twice. The second time I did it on my own, I got kind of a sore throat and a cough. So I did a walk-in test, and they actually lost that test, and I ended up quarantining for a week. It was really bad. I kept on. So the way that the test works is, it's supposed to be, if you're supposed to get the results within 24 to 36 hours, and I kept on calling them, and they're like, "No, we don't have the results yet. We don't have the results yet." And I waited a week in my apartment by myself, not seeing anyone. I lost a bunch of money on Postmates. I was Postmatesing every day, and after a week, they're like, "Oh, wait, yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah, you're negative." I'm like, "Wow, you could have told me this like 5 days ago." So there's definitely some
Right.
things that they still need to work out, but overall, I think they've handled it pretty well. I mean, I feel like they're more strict than like just the regular world. Like, I feel like they put me into quarantine over a potential case. I feel like at least like back Portland, like if you were to have like come into contact with somebody who's sick, they're just like, okay, like be careful. Don't do anything too crazy. But like Gonzaga, they were swift. They put me in a room by myself for 4 days just off of somebody having a fever. So
yeah. So the second time you got to stay in your apartment.
Yeah, the second time I kind of did it on my own. I didn't want to do it through the school again because I know I'm responsible enough.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly. I know I'm responsible enough to not. Because if I tell them, so there's two types. So you can get tested just for whatever reason. Like you can get tested. Like I got tested before I came back home as well. So you can get tested just no questions asked. And then you can also get tested telling them you have symptoms. And then they'll start this whole process. And honestly, I think the way I did it is better because then I just told anybody, which wasn't a lot of people, it was a couple of people that I'd come into close contact with, hey, I'm a little sick, just be careful. And I think doing it like organically like that is better than having to put everyone into their own buildings. And it's just really a hassle. So I like the way I did it better.
Yeah. Well, especially when you're in a position to isolate and
Yeah, all my classes like are yourself. Online, and then my drawing class, I just told him, like, hey, I'm sick. I could do it from my apartment as well, so.
Yeah. So would you say, I mean, when you look at how Gonzaga has handled all of this, I mean, there's no one set of right answers, right? We're all just kind of fumbling through this ourselves. When you think of how Gonzaga's handled the pandemic, has that changed your opinion of the school overall, you know, either for better or for worse?
I definitely think they've handled it really well. I think they're in a pretty good position too, Gonzaga being a much smaller college than like the state schools like University of Oregon or University of Arizona. Mm-hmm. They have like, what, like 30,000, 40,000 people? I don't know how many they have. They've got a ton.
Yeah.
So, our school having about 6,000 undergrad, I think, definitely made it a lot easier. But I also, there was just not a lot of cases in general. They released case numbers every week, and it was surprisingly low each time. But I think inherently colleges are in a like pretty unique position to keep cases low in some cases because, like, I guess we kind of all live in a bubble, you know? We're not.
Yeah, especially a school like Gonzaga, where you really can't be a bubble.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, there's nothing, there's nowhere to go. There's like Spokane is, it's not much, you know? So the interesting thing will be how they handle everyone coming back from winter break, because that's, I think, how an outbreak can start, you know? People coming home, they coming back from home, they might bring back anything they got there. So I think it'd be interesting to see if they offer all the testing for everybody when they come back, or how they do it. Yeah, it should be interesting. I think they've done pretty well so far, though.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, hey, Andres, this was super helpful. I really appreciate you sharing your experiences.
Of course.
With all of us. And happy holidays, and have a great time next semester.
All right, thank you.
Stay healthy. My next guest is Sam Marglis. Sam's a fourth-year student at University of Chicago, and she's also a resident assistant, which role she's done for a couple of years. So she's got a lot of experience, not only just being on campus herself, but supporting other students through all the issues that the fall term has presented. Sam, tell me a little bit about your experiences as a student on campus this fall.
Yeah, so I'm an RA in a dorm called Burton Judson, and in a house that at one point was the smallest house on campus. So in normal circumstances, we would have about 30 to 40 students. So this year there were fewer students because we had reduced numbers so that we could, you know, people could be spread out and there'd be fewer people sharing bathrooms. So we had about 20 students in the dorm this year, and mostly first years, probably more, it varies year to year, but probably more first years in the house compared to upperclassmen than we would normally have, because a lot of students who were not first years chose to either to move off campus and live in an apartment, and some people also stayed home, and definitely a lot of the international students stayed at home because it was so difficult to travel. We had to do testing. Everyone in the dorms had to do testing, so there was mandatory testing. I'm trying to think of other things that
Now, did you have to quarantine, or did you just isolate when you were when you arrived?
It depended. So they were following the Chicago's orders at the time. So it was a 10-day sort of isolation if you were not from a state that was on Chicago's emergency order. So you could leave. You could go outside to get exercise and stuff, but you couldn't, you know, go to into any buildings or things like that. And if you were from a state that was on the emergency travel order, I don't remember exactly what it was called, but you would have to quarantine for 14 days and just stay in your room and have your food delivered to you and not be able to leave. I was under the 10 day, and most students were under the 10 day at the point when people moved in, which was a little more flexible, which I think was good because it makes a big difference if you can get outside and just
walk. Yeah.
Yeah, just get some fresh air.
That's for sure. So in your role as an RA, what are some of the things you're doing differently this year to support students? I mean, I'm guessing it's less roommate fights and maybe more loneliness and challenges with online classes, but I may be totally off on that.
Yeah, actually didn't have a ton of roommate fights in because most of the dorm is singles even just normally, so that wasn't a super big issue anyway. But definitely not an issue this year. But my focus was a lot more on like trying to build community in a way that it probably didn't have to be as like outright last year, because I think last year a lot of the sort of community building and friendships happened much very naturally, because people were always seeing each other around, and we're seeing each other at the dining hall and just walking down the hall and just out and about and just everywhere. And that, so I think this year I was trying to make more of a conscious effort to try to make sure that people were talking to each other and getting to know each other, since it was harder for people to just meet casually, you know, at the host table or something like that. So we were trying to give people spaces where they could do that by just having online Zoom sort of hangout sessions where people could just come in and just chat with each other and get to know each other. So I think that was probably a little bit more of a focus than in the past, since there was less sort of time during orientation and stuff like that where people could get to know each other more casually.
Mm-hmm. So online hangouts and things like that, are there other things that that you guys did to engage students?
So our programming was basically all online during this quarter, and so it was mostly things like that. We had, you know, our house meetings like we normally would, except they were on Zoom, and so that was a little different from what it usually looks like, but I think that it's still a thing I think people enjoy, hopefully, even though we can't have the same, like, just bring lots of food and stuff to get people to come, although we still were able to, like, hand out snacks at people's doors and stuff. We have, like, regular study breaks where we hand out snacks at people's doors and then have them just log onto Zoom and eat their snacks while chatting with other people. Normally that would be in our RH's apartment, and everyone would be crowded into one tiny room, so that's not – that. Couldn't happen this year, but we could still hand out snacks and have people log on. So we would have those study breaks like that, house meetings, and then just sort of like hangouts, kind of casual hangouts online.
Yeah. Did any of those things incorporate students who hadn't come to campus, or do they have a different support system assigned to them?
They had a different support system this year. Yeah, because the only people in the house were people who were actually like physically there. So it was only people who come to campus. There's some people who were in the house last year who would drop in and say hi on some of our staff. But any of the new students who didn't come to campus. We're in a sort of a different network.
Yeah. So as an RA, are you responsible for enforcing pandemic rules with students, or does that fall to someone else?
No, the RAs are not responsible for enforcing the pandemic rules. I think it helps to sort of, for me to be able to sort of be able to engage with people and talk to people and not sort of just be like the police of behavior, you know. Yeah. Definitely tried to encourage people to do safe things, and actually people in my house were great, but yeah, it was that wasn't my responsibility as an RA.
Yeah, that's nice to not, like you said, not have to be both the positive and the negative role in all of that. Do you find that students are generally planning to come back after the break, or have many changed their plans, either students who were remote coming to campus or students who were on campus not coming back?
To be honest, I don't know if anyone's changed their plans. As far as I know, it's going to be basically the same as in the fall in terms of who's coming, but that's just as far as I know. I guess things could change or could have changed, and I just don't know yet, but I think it's supposed to look pretty similar to the fall. Yeah.
Well, good. And you know, do a lot of students come to you with pandemic related issues, whether it's, you know, struggles with online classes or struggles with loneliness and isolation, or are you finding that you're dealing with a similar set of concerns from students?
Yeah, I would say not really. I haven't had a lot of students come to me with concerns about, like, specific to COVID. I think it would probably be pretty similar to last year. I think it's a little harder to sort of have conversations with people this year, because normally a lot of the conversations I had with people were like sort of impromptu at our house table, where most people eat a lot of their meals. So if something to someone, would kind of hear what was going on with them and kind of get a sense of what was happening and what kind of stuff they were worried about or happy about or whatever. And since I can't have those casual conversations with people anymore, and it's has to be a little more scheduled, I probably get a bit of a different picture of like what's going on with them than I normally would. Since it's less casual and more like either if I set up something with them, or if they're just showing up to a study break or a house meeting or something. So I probably am having somewhat different conversations with people than I normally would, but not really so much about like COVID concerns as much as just because it's online and not just bumping into someone in person.
And so I know that UChicago has had a really robust response to the pandemic, between, you know, changes to housing and testing and you know, everything being online. You know, but just, you know, with all that UChicago has done to, you know, to manage the pandemic, between, you know, testing and, you know, changes to housing and whatnot, it's really changed the campus environment this year, it seems. So what are some of the traditions that you're really excited about new students getting to experience for the first time once things start to open up a little more?
Yeah, I like being an RA because I think the housing culture on campus is really great. And I think definitely for me, when I was in housing, even though I had a small circle of close friends, I really enjoyed bumping into the same people in my house, even if I wasn't close to them, and just saying hi and knowing those people and, you know, seeing them at a lot of stuff all throughout the year. And so I think people have it was nice to see people make like their close circle of friends, even though they had probably fewer opportunities to meet people. People still seem to make friends and be able to do that. And that was great. But I hope that soon they can sort of have that like broader circle of people that they bump into more, because I think mm-hmm. that's a really nice thing to have. Just you know, having a house table again will be really nice. You know, being able to have that sort of casual interaction with people. I think that's really special, and I hope that we can have that again soon.
Yeah, because that's really one of the really special aspects of just the college experience as a whole. That I know we're all really sad that you all aren't getting to experience. And has UChicago's handling of the pandemic changed your opinion of the school overall, whether you know positively or negatively?
I don't think so. I think it seems like everybody's making the best of the tough situation, and I don't think it's really changed anything.
Yeah. Well, it seems like you know the school's done a really really good job of handling that. Anything else you'd like to share about kind of what life on campus is like this year?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything I would talk about.
All right. Well, Sam, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So next I'm talking to Connor Barnett. Connor is a freshman at the University of Michigan. And so he's brand new on campus this year. Connor, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So tell me a little bit about, you know, about how the fall went. You know, where are you living? You know, what happened when you, you know, what was arrival and drop off like?
So I was in Markley, which is one of the biggest dorms. And it was pretty busy. I got there on the last day. So pretty much everyone else had moved in already. But I arrived pretty much right when my roommate got there. So we got to meet and move in together, which was a really good, like, first experience meeting each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Did Michigan test all the students coming in?
Yeah. So I was tested 2 weeks before I flew out. And then I had to quarantine for the 2 weeks leading up to that. And then we were asked to quarantine in the dorms as well, for a little bit until we didn't have any symptoms. But after that, we went out a lot more.
That must be interesting, quarantining with someone you've just met.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we had social media and we had each other's phone numbers, so we were able to talk beforehand, and get to know each other. But yeah, it was definitely a weird experience, like meeting someone who I've never met before and then, you know, being really close for
spend the next week alone with this person.
Yeah, exactly. And find out if we really get along. So, but luckily we did.
That's great. So tell me about how this school integrated new students like you. I mean, what kind of activities were there? Were things mostly online? How did you navigate those early weeks?
So pretty much everything was online. I know that for my floor, there's like an initial Zoom call where we got to meet the RA and see the other students who we'd be seeing in the halls every day. And then throughout the year, they also had Zoom like games, and like I think on Halloween, there's like a movie showing that we could all watch together. So they tried their best to really make sure we found a way to meet other people, which is nice.
Yeah. Is there much socializing in your dorm?
Well, going in, my mom told me, because she went there, she told me that Markley was a really social dorm, but I really didn't have that experience. I'm guessing it's because of COVID, mm-hmm. And people were just trying to be safe. But I did end up meeting people as time went on, just in line at lunch or just out, like playing tennis, stuff like that.
Nice. So are you taking any in-person classes?
Yeah, I had one, which was math, which I was really grateful. That was my one in-person class, because I feel like doing math online would have been impossible.
Yeah. So everything else was online?
Yeah, it was.
Did you have choices for many in-person classes, or was that pretty limited?
That was pretty limited, yeah. That was I think my math class was the only one that met in person. So if I didn't get that class, I would have been totally online.
Yeah. Well, good that you did.
Yeah.
So what sorts of things is Michigan doing on an ongoing basis to deal with the pandemic? I mean, like, do you get regular testing? You know, is it different for on-campus and off-campus, or, you know, sort of like, what's your day-to-day experience with the pandemic as a student?
Well, I actually didn't get tested until my dorm had 100 cases in November, and that was the first time I got tested on campus. But anytime before that, if you had symptoms, you could get a test immediately, or you could volunteer to get a test. But I was being safe, so I never got symptoms, so I didn't really have to worry about that.
Yeah. And then do they have rules around socializing and congregating and...
Oh, yeah, for sure. we had to be in small groups. In the dorm, we had to only have 3 or 4 people in a room. And then outside, I know it was definitely more... more lax with the rules. People could eat lunch together outside. But generally we had to social distance, everywhere, wear a mask outside unless we were eating, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you come from a Michigan family, so you probably had some good senses of, you know, of what to expect when you got there. What are some of the traditions and activities that you're most looking forward to once we get past all this distancing?
Well, of course, I was looking forward to football games. I actually got to go to one a couple of years ago, and it was amazing. I loved it. So it was unfortunate I couldn't go to any of those. So I'm really looking forward to next year, and hopefully we'll have football games that I can go to.
Yeah, yeah. And are you planning to go back for the winter term?
I'm not. I could have if I wanted to, but it just made more sense to stay home.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
So why is that?
Part of it was because I would have had a single, and I had to petition to get a single. And I wanted to go back, but none of my friends were, and it just made more financial sense to stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. So has Michigan's handling of the pandemic changed your opinion about the school at all, whether for better or for worse?
A little bit. I thought there'd be regular testing, 'cause I know other schools had testing every week. But I don't think more negative about Michigan because of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else that you think people should know about what it's like to be a college student in the COVID age?
I think it's important to realize that the students have a large role, and there's only so much that a university can control. I know that there were like parties off campus and stuff like that, that students would go to. And that of course contributes to the spread of COVID. So yeah, there's only so much that Michigan could control.
And I think that's a hard thing at any of the big schools. I mean, that seems to be a pretty consistent problem, is that when you don't have students living on campus, there's only so many rules you can enforce, or, you know, it's hard to create a bubble.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, Connor, I wish you the best of luck in your career at Michigan. Go Blue.
Thank you. Go Blue.
And thanks so much for talking with me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.